I don't know what exactly, you know, to expect, but, you know, Cam is great when he has, you know, a lot of time. And so I'm sure that they, you know, come up with some type of ways to block up, you know, and use the whole front, try to max protect. I'm sure I'll see, you know, my fair share of chips and like little nudge blocks and all of that stuff. And we'll be well prepared for that stuff. I mean, and you never ask, like, you know, Steph Curry, you know, how many 3 points did he shoot, you know, uncontested. So that's part of it. You know, that's being chipped and, you know, having a tight end and the ideal rest position and, you know, all the funny different blocks. That's, you know, that comes with the game. You know, I still have to, you know, find a way to be effective.
Vaughn, is Cam Newton the hardest quarterback to sack in the NFL?
I mean, he's one of them. You know, I mean, he's definitely one of them. You know, it's a lot of great, you know, elusive quarterbacks. But, you know, Cam, he's definitely, you know, at the top of that list for sure.
Who else would you put on that list?
I mean, you got to put big men on any type of list like that, of bringing quarterbacks down. You know, you got to put big men on there. Russell Wilson. You know, he might not be big and, like, massive, but he's – you know, he's definitely hard to bring down. But Cam, he's definitely, he's in a league of his own. He's big, he's fast, he's strong, you know, super Cam.
On how much of the Super Bowl do you watch in terms of film preparation, if any?
I mean, I've watched the Super Bowl. I've watched, you know, all the preseason games. I watched some games from last season. That's definitely, you know, part of the preparation.
What can you garner from the Super Bowl specifically?
They missed a lot of opportunities. You know, they missed a lot of opportunities. You know, they had a you know, some plays it wasn't even us. You know, and some stuff that we did on defense. You know, some plays, you know, the running back missed a hole here, or, you know, a drop pass here or there. But, you know, they had their fair share of chances to win the game. So, going into this game, I expect to see, you know, the same type of, you know, Carolina Panthers, because the win was there for them the first time we played. And I just expect them to, you know, execute, you know, a lot better this game. And, you know, it's the second time around. It's a lot tougher to beat a team the second time around. But I think, you know, me and my guys in the locker room, I think we're up for the task.
What's your relationship with Cam?
I mean, he's you know, I know him, but he's not like, you know, I get in my phone and, you know, and text him and, you know, say, what's up? You want to come get lunch or something? You know, it's not like, you know, it's not like that. But I got a mutual respect for Cam. You know, he's an elite player. You know, in the National Football League, it's a small world anyway. You know, we have mutual friends. I got guys that know him. But me personally, you know, it's not, you know, I mean, I know him. You know, it's hard. It's kind of, you know, hard, you know, not to know Cam. But, you know, I know him. You know, I'm not on a relationship, you know, like where you could, you know, call him or, you know, invite him over for lunch or FaceTime or something like that. You know, it's not like that.
On that note, Vaughn, you're a man of fashion. Is it getting any better than GQ? Can you pull that off right there?
No, that's super Cam, man. You know, that's super Cam. Whenever you can do whatever you want, you know, when you Cam Newton, you know, it's some clothes that I wear that, you know, some guys wouldn't be able to wear either. So, you know, Cam, super Cam, GQ, that's right in line. They go together in my opinion.
You feel like he's a guy that you can get under his skin through the course of a game?
No, I mean, you know, it's the pros here. You know, he's 27 years old. I mean, if you can get under, you know, he's getting 27 years old, it's the pros here. You know, you can't get under guys, you know, skin. You probably can, but that's just not my game, you know. My game is line up and come with the same effort every single play, try to tire out my guys. So, you know, I'm really not a big, you know, trash talker or, you know, try to get up under, you know, skin. I want to bring the pressure every single play. That's what I want
to
do.
Yeah, I'm taking it to a whole other level.
I mean, I would like to try to keep, you know, social media, you know, in the mix. But, you know, I haven't been on it as much, you know, not just this week, but this whole training camp. You know, it's just a different, you know, type of Vaughn. It's just a different focus than what I had last year. You know, my role has changed, you know, than what it was last year. And I just want to, you know, be accountable to my teammates and the coaching staff. And, you know, it's not like I'm not dropping everything, but, you know, my focus is on Carolina.
Marcus talked about that, how you've been more vocal more of a leader? Is that just evolved at this point in your career? It's more natural for you?
Yeah, it's just more natural. You know, like you got a whole new group of guys. They come in, you know, rookies, and they got a different view on who they think I am. You know, they've never, you know, met me or been in a locker room or seen me practice, and they got a different, you know, view than the guys that were here before. And, you know, they got a different expectation of me. And, you know, you got coaching, a new coaching staff, you got new staff, new people in, and they got a new expectation, you know, for me. And I got a new expectation for myself. You know, it's just like whenever you could help somebody, whenever you coach somebody up, and you see them go out there in the field and you see them do exactly what you told them to do, it's a joy in that. And I really like the way that feels, that, you know, the coach guys. And it doesn't even have to be like, you know, a sack or anything like that. It could just be a basic run play. Use your hands here, you know, shock and shit. And when you see some of these young guys, you know, do it and retain some of the information, it's enjoyable. It's a feeling that you get that it really doesn't compare to, you know, any other success that you get individually. Whenever you can help out somebody and help them grow, that's where all the fun is for me.
Thanks, Vaughn. Thanks, guys. Thank you.